Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. The number, if you want to join us here in the studio, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is one of the things that we do here on Free Talk Live. Open phones every single night. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Matt.
Mickey.
And we could talk about anything. There's some interesting gun stuff in the news. And, Matt, you're a big gun rights guy. I mean, I think all liberty-minded people care about the right to defend oneself with whatever arms one chooses. And you follow along the world of gun-related freedom news.
Some of us just want to have a howitzer in the backyard for conversation, people.
You follow it along pretty closely. So there's been some news. In fact, I marked something for show prep here this week thinking that, you know, you would be here, so you might appreciate it. That is the story out of, looks like, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Washington Post reporting that laws preventing firearms dealers from selling handguns to young adults under the age of 21 are unconstitutional, according to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a ruling that could have implications for efforts to restrict such sales nationally.
Hmm.
The three-judge panel, it was a divided decision, so that suggests it was 2-1, the court, said the existing minimum age requirement for purchases from federally licensed gun dealers restricts the rights of law-abiding citizens and draws an arbitrary, unjustified line.
50 years that's been going on.
Quote, despite the weighty interest in reducing crime and violence, we refuse to relegate either the Second Amendment or 80 to 20-year-olds to a second-class status, wrote Judge Julius N. Richardson.
It's pretty impressive.
So what do they want the age to be? Do they want there to be no age restriction?
18.
Or 18?
Yeah, 18, yeah. Right.
Isn't that already what it is? Or is it 21?
It's 21 for
21,
pistols.
Okay.
Yeah, 21 for handguns.
And so, that's federal, right?
Federal, yep.
So this is a big change, basically saying, hey, look, if you're of the age of majority, you have the right to bear arms.
Finally.
Now, or at least the right to buy and bear, right?
Well,
in theory,
it makes sense, because if you can join the military, why wouldn't you be able to buy a gun?
Well, those are hard questions. We don't
yourself.
Ask questions like that. We just vote against the things that make us feel afraid of things. So
now, okay, so this isn't legal advice, but my understanding would be in some states, like maybe like New Hampshire, where there's, say, fewer gun regulations than other states, isn't it legal for somebody who's under 18 to carry a pistol?
Sure.
They just cannot go and purchase the pistol.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was
you
both.
You could be gifted a pistol by, like, a family member or whatever.
Right.
Then you have it.
What if you just find it?
Then you found it. Congratulations. Talk about great fortune.
Might be a little suspect.
So the decision will probably be appealed, they say, here to the full court. Finds that 18-year-olds possess a Second Amendment right to gun ownership and notes that they were, quote, required at the time of the founding to serve in the militia and furnish their own weapons, wrote Richardson, a nominee of Donald Trump, who was joined by another judge, Stephen Agee, who was nominated by George W. Bush.
And what interesting that they would mention that, because the militia at the time of the founding of when the Constitution was penned, the militia was constituted of any able-bodied male between the ages of 17 and 42.
Oh, was it 42 on the top end?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know, I believe it was 42. Maybe 43? I think it was 42. But either way, that's 17. That's a 17-year-old to join, was considered to be a part of the militia.
The two judges expressed skepticism about the effectiveness of age restrictions, saying the requirement incentivizes young adults to obtain guns in less regulated ways from unlicensed dealers, and without background checks, which is true. So can we go ahead and expand this age thing down to the drinking age, too, while we're at it?
Absolutely.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Can we take it right down to none of that garbage and just not have age restrictions on things like what you can own?
That would be nice. In that case, it would be up to the shop owner, right? It would be up to the individual shop owner to say, well, you know, I don't feel like selling to children.
Right. You know? Or you might have one to say, well, it says, well, I know your dad and I know your uncle and they're good fellas. And
I'll sell to you.
Yeah, why not? If they approve of this, then it's time.
Yeah, and I think that that should be true with people that are running or attending a bar. They should be able to make the decision as to who they serve to. I don't know who told it to me, but and whether it's true or not, but over in like Europe or Ireland or something like that, if you can saddle up to the bar, you'll get served.
Yeah, I think so. And it's in their culture, too. You know, a lot of families will give their children a glass of wine at night, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No big deal.
And what you see in those kind of cultures is those kids are less likely to act out, like by going on binge drinking and, you know, dangerous level kind
of. Or become alcoholics and become addicted to it because it's normalized in their culture. In the American culture, it's very much so that people see alcohol as just a way to, you know, get drunk. It's not just a beverage like it would be in Italy or in other European countries.
I have personal experience with this. In high school, I dated the French foreign exchange student. Her name was Audrey. Her dad owns a cognac distillery over there, and she's been bellying up to the bar since she was old enough to see over the bar and probably before. And we would go out and get so demolished, all of us. But Audrey saw no fun in it, really, and she would drive us all home at the end of the night, make sure we all got to our houses.
You dumbasses.
So unbelievable. She did, you know, but she understood in a way that this is what we do. She saw us as crazy
Americans.
Yeah, basically.
The ruling drew a sharp dissent from Judge James A. Wynn, Jr. He said that courts should defer to lawmakers who demonstrated a sufficient interest in promoting public safety when they passed the age restrictions in 1968. The majority's decision, he said, to grant the gun lobby a victory in a fight it lost on Capitol Hill more than 50 years ago is not compelled by law, nor is it consistent with the proper role of the federal judiciary in our democratic system, he said. So that's the one dissenting judge he rejected as simply surreal concerns about relegating the Second Amendment to a second-class status, saying, quote, the Second Amendment is exceptional not because it is uniquely oppressed or imperiled, but rather because it is singularly capable of causing harm.
I think he's speaking backwardsly. Like, it is absolutely imperiled. People like that are attacking it all the time. And it's interesting to hear him spit such venom because the recent Court of Appeals overturnings that have been occurring, like mostly in the Ninth Circuit, amazingly, those judges have been spitting venom in favor of the right to bear arms, which has been really, like, I don't know what world I'm living in anymore. This is really strange.
Recap us for that, the recent Ninth Circuit decision was pretty big.
Yeah, the recent, there was two, and they're both by the same judge, apparently, but the one was he overturned a 30-year-old magazine ban. California magazine ban. And then just a few weeks ago, he did the AR-15s and assault weapons ban, flipped that right over backwards.
Wow.
So, and he was... His opinions on those, go read them. They were absolutely venomous. And
wait, wasn't that a Court of Appeals?
I think that was the Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would mean it'd have to be more than one judge, because you don't just get one judge.
Well, the one who wrote the opinion.
Okay, gotcha.
And both of those were California?
Yes. They're both in California.
Yeah, so it's ironic that all these really positive court decisions for gun rights are happening under the Biden administration.
But
then again,
thought.
You know, all these judges are appointed by various presidents
over
because,
the years.
You know, they have lifetime terms, right? Like, you get appointed to this seat, and you've got it until you feel like retiring.
Yeah, from what I understand, Donald Trump actually appointed tons, from what I understand. It was a larger-than-average number of judges that got appointed by Donald Trump, and they were all, or mostly... You know, right-wing pro-gun types.
And, of course, the Justice Department's bureaucrats, in response to the ruling, said, quote, we respectfully disagree with the court's decision and are considering our options.
Like closing?
Wouldn't that be nice? According to the story here, it says that the order sends the case back to district court in Charlottesville and gives the government an opportunity to ask the full Fourth Circuit to rehear the case. So this... Sounds like it's going to likely be appealed, and there's nothing...
And apparently it's a slightly weighted to the Democrat side.
The Fourth Circuit is?
Yeah. However, the Fourth Circuit is down south.
It is, though. Yeah.
So these are down south Democrats, not, you know, Berkeley, California.
Could make
so it could kind of go either way.
Yeah.
If you want to weigh in here, you can. In fact, I think you had some gun news as well.
Sure.
Interesting ATF-related news, specifically.
Yep.
We'll get into that coming up. You can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. And that's 603-283-6160. You got us here. This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Talk about whatever is on your mind. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, and we have open phones for you if you want to join us here The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Matt.
Nikki.
Coming up, Matt's going to tell us about this ATF story that's also pretty surprising. We'll get into that coming up here in just a moment. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Also, want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, helping us bring the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. And if you want to learn more about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started there at the top of the page, and then there's a real easy to get through, I think, 3-minute video that'll give you the basics. You can watch more videos there if you feel so inspired, because, well, crypto is one of those topics that you can dig as deep into as you would like, or just watch the, you know, the quick intro over at Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're not new to crypto, go to their news site, get the latest news headlines from the world of cryptocurrency. That's, once again, Bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. He's Andrew, says he's calling from Africa. Andrew, I guess good morning.
Yeah, it's pretty early in the morning here. Good to be with you guys. It's a really cool show that you guys have got going there.
Thank you. May I ask how you're listening?
Actually, watching you guys on the live stream, and yeah, it's sometimes I've tuned into the stream on the audio. So yeah, on the web mostly.
Fantastic. All right, and where in Africa are you, if you don't mind?
Well, it's southern. It's very southern. But, I mean, it's like I don't want to give away my exact geolocation.
That's okay.
Yeah, things
are
looking pretty interesting. Let's just say southern Africa, so South Africa. And, yes, it's been very interesting here lately. I don't know if you've been watching the news.
We have not. Well, we don't watch. I can't speak for you guys, but I don't watch the news.
Yeah, I don't either.
But we do see various different videos from what's happening in South Africa. I've shown you a couple of them, Matt, over the last few days with just tremendous looting going on, buildings, entire shopping plazas
on fire.
This all apparently started with the arrest and jailing of the former president there, an old man. I think he's 79 years old. He's been put into prison for a 13-month sentence, if I recall correctly. Can you kind of catch us up to speed on this, Andrew? What's going on?
Yes, so it's a 15-month sentence. I mean, basically, he's the former president, and a lot of people kind of still view this person as someone that, you know, should be playing a role in the nation. And that's the challenge, because ultimately, I think a lot of people are looking at things from a very tribal perspective and very, like, uneducated perspective when it comes to politics and understanding, you know, what actually could benefit. But also, once again, there's nothing else available that's better than in terms of the overall political system. So a lot of people are just not voting. So it's kind of complicated. But what I really wanted to talk about was directed energy weapons.
Oh, and can you describe what that is?
Okay, so you may be familiar with the Havana attacks that took place, I think it was about 12 months ago now, and it's happened before. So you can take microwave technology and essentially aim it. They did that in Russia during the 80s, I think it was. And they basically fried and killed a bunch of people that were working at the U.S. Embassy using this microwave technology. And it's a slow kill technology. Hmm. There's also something called the Frey technique, which is invented by a man named Mr. Frey. And basically it allows people to beam voices into the skull. Now, I mean, it sounds totally crazy, but this was used in Operation Desert Storm on people that were it was actually a whole army that put down their weapons because they told them that this was the voice of Allah, put down your weapons.
Wow.
So this technology exists, and you can go and look up all the documented facts, but the problem is that most people are not paying any attention to this. People are not reading about this. People are not thinking about the implications of this.
I've read about certain weapons over the years. One of them, you know, makes your skin feel like it's burning, and it's just, you know, waves, essentially, that are being shot. Maybe they mount the thing to the top of a Bearcat or some other kind of armored vehicle.
I've heard about the one that's like an unbearable sound.
In your head or whatever. So, yeah, there's definitely been news about these types of weapons over the last couple of decades that certainly, you know, we've come across.
And I didn't know they could psychically plant voices.
Yeah, that's a new one for me. I've never heard of that. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
What are these being used down there in South Africa? What sparked the call about this?
They're being used all over the world, and there needs to be more coverage on it because ultimately, according to various different sources, this is part of the control system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of things. So Edward Snowden has released the information saying they can track you wherever you go. Now, let's say you're someone working on an advanced crypto system, which is going to be even better than Bitcoin, or let's say that you're a person that has some really deep information on how to create alternatives to the emerging technocracy in various different ways. Perhaps you're highly intelligent, you've done a lot of research into these things, and there are certain elements in government don't necessarily want things to change. They can't go and knock off everyone that's having those ideas, right? Otherwise that would look suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways they can do it, and there's a very interesting gentleman by the name of Mr. Giordano that works for the Defense Department that's done many different videos on this that you can go check out on YouTube. He's spoken at West Point. He's spoken at many different locations where he explains how he can cognitively infiltrate someone's mind, basically make the person lethargic or unable to focus. It's a big thing for corporates as well. If you've got a corporate entity or you're running a high-level organization that needs security, you can't have your employees being influenced. Maybe you need to go to a boardroom meeting in a couple of days, and then suddenly someone blasts you with directed energy and you're feeling absolutely lethargic, unable to sleep, unable to focus, and before you know it, you can't close the deal that you wanted to close. And it gets even deeper than that. So, I digress.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty scary technology out there. It reminded me of a news article that I had in my show prep from, like, November of last year. One of those stories that just wasn't important enough. It was sort of like a neat technology kind of story, but there's now, like, a consumer application of, I'm sure, some sort of variant of this technology. It was getting reports, this is the AP, about a device that can play music into your head. It's not something you connect to. It's not like a bone conductor headphones that you might have heard of, where you can put headphones on your neck or whatever, and then it transmits into your ear. What this says is it does what's called sound beaming. It's been developed by Noveto Systems, an Israeli company, that, according to this, it creates essentially ultrasonic waves. It sends audio via ultrasonic waves to create sound pockets next to your ears, so no one else in the room can hear what you're listening to. It knows where you are, uses 3D positioning, and then shoots the waves at your ears.
Well, it seems like, according to what the caller is saying, somebody has amped that up quite
a bit. That's what I'm saying. Well, they're taking this technology and they're consumerizing it now.
Imagine somebody sitting in a home, maybe they've rented it nearby, and you're the activist, and you're getting this 24/7, and it's very subtle because it can also, obviously, if you can speak directly into someone's mind, you can send subliminal messages as well.
Yeah, and you'll think you're going crazy, right? Like, hey, did you hear that? No, I didn't hear that. What are you talking about? I just heard a voice, right? Like, it's telling me to do things.
Time to wrap the house in tinfoil.
Andrew, if you want to hang on and talk more, I'm actually interested if you have more to say about what's happening there in South Africa, since you're actually there. I'm curious to know about, like, how much of it's on fire. How bad is it, really? If you feel like staying, you're welcome to. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is welcoming German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House. The president saying they have a full agenda ahead of them and they're ready to dive in.
One of the things that I want to talk about is the enduring friendship that the Chancellor has been so responsible for nailing down and making sure it continues.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the House on Wednesday and then the Senate on Thursday. One of the main topics of discussion for the Fed Reserve Chair was inflation. Republican Senator from Tennessee Bill Hagerty says inflation is something everyone is keeping their eye on.
What we're seeing right now, though, I think, is unprecedented territory. What I hope Chairman Powell will do is pay very close attention to the comments and the discussions that we had today, the concerns that we Republicans expressed on inflation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. The state of Texas is dealing with a stalled special legislative session, a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, and rising coronavirus numbers. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is blaming the surge at the border for the increase in COVID cases.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Always interesting to get international callers, and we actually still have the gentleman from South Africa, Andrew, on the line with us here. We're going to bring him back in just a moment, and of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also connect with us on SIP. And if you don't know what that is or how to use it, there's a step-by-step instructions that I've put on the freetalklive.com site. Just scroll down the page a little ways, and you'll find an article on how to do that. But surprisingly, Andrew is not using SIP to call, which means he might be paying some hefty long-distance charges, because SIP's actually a free way to call in, and it sounds pretty great. But he's calling from South Africa, where right now there are people, or at least over the past several days, there had been, I don't know how many thousands of people in the streets, in shopping malls, shopping plazas, not only looting and taking a ton of stuff out, but setting blazes and just torching tons of property. It looks incredibly destructive, at least from the outside. Videos have shown just debris alongside all these major kind of highways and streets. Wherever people are driving down, they're just taking video. In the background, you see buildings that are just fully ablaze, smoke pluming up in huge ways. And then in front of that, you just have what looks like trash and just debris everywhere. I mean, how realistic, Andrew, you said you don't want to say where exactly you are in South Africa, but in cities like, was it Durban,
sure.
Johannesburg, I mean, is this pretty much, you know, is what you've seen on the media a good representation of how crazy this is?
Yeah, some people have actually said that it's even worse because...
you know, there's a lot of stuff, obviously, that the media can't cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been, they found groups of dead bodies in buildings, which eventually that did get covered. But I'm sure there's a lot of other bits and pieces that maybe we haven't heard about. The basic bottom line is that it is probably, I would say, you know, because of the burning in particular, of the buildings, burning them down completely. It's similar to a lot of the riots that you saw in the U.S., but in some ways way worse, because they're taking down entire shopping malls. And that is going to have big repercussions. Also, they're taking down the they're blocking the trade routes. So all of the trucks that need to get in from the ports to be able to provide all of the all
like
of the
food,
supply chain for a big chunk of the country. Yeah, exactly right.
Wow, that sounds like a military op.
I mean, I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Well,
exactly.
That so sounds like a military op to me. They're blocking trade routes. That sounds like a military op.
Well, then this leads me to another question: is are they burning down or targeting in any way government buildings, or is it just shopping plazas and industrial?
So what happened was, it's very interesting how the military was deployed, because there was a strange sort of question: is the military being deployed initially? And they were actually on the streets, but there was no official mention that they had been deployed. So what had happened was they had been deployed and told not to get involved in preventing the rioting, to support the police if necessary, but to protect the critical infrastructure. So the reason why the military was actually sort of deployed but not fully deployed was just to protect that infrastructure.
To protect the government buildings, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. To protect government buildings, but not the malls as much.
Right.
They kind of... well, what has been seen is that apparently due to being overpowered, they have allowed people to loot. But the thing is that this is like it was a spark that, you know, set off what was going to be a big explosion anyway, because the inequality has been going on for many, 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 many years. And that's largely due, strangely enough, to the Zuma years, where President Zuma was in power and there was massive corruption and all of the growth that was occurring after President Mbeki, it all went downhill after that.
And this Zuma is the one that has been imprisoned, Jacob Zuma. Was he the most recent president before the current one? I think you said yes.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, the crazy, strange thing about it is that the current president is actually who was the deputy president.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, unless there's a massive change, you know, it's a fledgling democracy. There's a 50-50 chance that it could get worse. Unless there's a change in the political situation around 2024, you know, I don't see how we can go on like this without becoming Venezuela completely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already looking like Venezuela at various parts of KZN, as they call it, KwaZulu-Natal, and also in Gauteng. So, you know, we'll see if it can recover. We're waiting to see what happens towards the end of the week.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, of course, people are using the imprisonment of the former president as their excuse for doing all of this. And all the while in the United States, mainstream media is acting like what happened on January 6th was a quote-unquote insurrection or a revolution or a riot. And it's like, you want to see what a riot looks like, go look at South Africa right now, and not a single person on January 6th did anything more than, you know, take an unauthorized tour through the U.S. Capitol building. There wasn't a single flame lit. There certainly wasn't any kind of killings.
There was some whiskey drunk, from what I understand.
At January 6th.
Somebody drunk some Congress critter's bourbon or something.
All right, so you what know, else did you want to share with us, Andrew?
Well, I think that it's really important for everybody to look at the emerging technologies, because I think that there is an agenda to be able to destabilize. I don't know if you're aware of a document that is very interesting to read called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Sure. Sure, I read
so
that.
Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars lays out the economic strategy for taking down nation states. And the problem is that there's not enough decentralization with crypto, et cetera. But that largely lies in the fact that it's a sociological issue. So, you know, economics essentially isn't so much about what the currency looks like, or, you know, necessarily always how much there is of it. Those are factors, but it has a lot, I believe, to do with the what is the sociological, what's your baseline sustainability? So, you know, if you've got basic human dignity at the at the most basic level. People may be living in sustainable villages, or, you know, there has to be incentive to work, but at the same time, you don't want conditions to be so bad that people are jumping over your wall to steal your TV set,
mm-hmm.
if you catch my drift. So what we have at the moment is a the concept of order out of chaos perpetually, and it's like a wave, it's like a sine wave that seems to be traveling through time, which is causing unrest to happen at various different intervals in order to maintain control of the overall position of certain people. But the question, so the big question comes to mind: can we reach a level of consciousness where we're no longer operating from that genetic memory, if that's what it is, based on epigenetics, which comes from the Ice Age when there was this massive cataclysm on the planet? And now we're having this, we have this competition, because if you're coming out of an Ice Age and there's only one woolly mammoth left for miles, and you have to compete with another tribe to try and get this woolly mammoth, and obviously we're going to have that built into our genetics potentially. So how do we dampen that? And the theory I have is the way we dampen that is by organizing into sustainable villages where we focus on higher level things like art and culture, high culture. The liberal arts, and then at the same time incentivizing competition for innovation.
I like the idea of people coming together for a distinct purpose, you know, these sort of, like you said, whether it's for art or whatever they want to do, maybe industry or whatever the purpose of it is, to have these intentional groups of people coming together. And that's kind of what we're doing here in New Hampshire, where we're encouraging liberty-minded people, people that just want to leave other people alone, let them make decisions for themselves in their own lives, to come to the same place and to, you know, make that place better. And we're starting to see an effect really happening here. A lot of the people in the government are really targeting the libertarians here.
They really are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really, we're really under the microscope. And
are you guys aware of...
Go for it.
Sorry to interrupt, but are you aware of the space-based weapons issue? Because there was a lady that worked with Wernher von Braun years ago. I think her name was... I lose her name now.
I don't know, but we're not going to have time to get into that tonight. But thank you for the call, Andrew. Interesting call.
Call back again. Call
yeah.
back again.
Yeah. Feel free to call back anytime. You know, we're here every single night, 7 nights a week. One of the more interesting calls of the week, for sure.
Totally. And, I was thinking maybe if they just elected Yolandi and Ninja as co-presidents, they'd get on the road to art-based society and, you know, have some culture behind it.
Yolanda who?
Yolandi and Ninja from the Effort, South Africa.
Oh, okay. I got you. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian,
Matt, and Nikki.
What do you want to talk about? What's happening internationally or what's happening next door to you? You can bring up anything. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you want to help back up the show with what we do here, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier like Ryan Arthur has done. Now, Ryan is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, which means that Ryan is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get on more great radio stations around the country. We've got about 185 stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. And we could have 200, 300. It's possible. Just takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. And so we appreciate your assistance with that, Ryan. And thank you. If you want to join up, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, debit card, PayPal. It is your choice over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Turd Ferguson. He's on the line calling from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I'm calling in to talk about and defend Drake Bell, who is being treated incredibly unfairly by the United States government, or I'm sorry, the Ohio State government and the mainstream
who?
Media as well. Drake Bell.
Who is that?
So Drake Bell is the former Nickelodeon star who is on Drake and Josh. He's a guitar player. He's about 34, 35 years old right now. And he is a really great person, and he's done a lot of great work as a child actor and a child guitar player and musician. And he's being treated incredibly unfairly by the mainstream media, who are trying to blame him for maybe some bad text messages that went from him to a younger fan, but these text messages were blown way out of proportion, and it became clear as the facts come out about this case that what really happened in the situation was there a young fan of his who was obviously in love with him because he, you know, is a very handsome guy. He's obviously a star, mm-hmm. and he's got that celebrity status. And then because she was totally fine with whatever was happening, and it's already in question of what was actually happening. I mean, it already seems like she was lying about some of this during the sentencing hearing.
Hmm.
But it became very clear that she really only got mad about this after Drake Bell had told her that he was engaged to a woman in Mexico, where he's been touring a lot for the past couple of years, and that's when she became really mad about this and pressed charges on Drake Bell after she found out that he was engaged to a woman, I'm presuming in her late 20s and much closer to Drake's age. And here's another thing. She claimed at the hearing, at his sentencing hearing, that Drake Bell coaxed her into performing oral sex on him. Now, there was absolutely no evidence of this occurring. Even witnesses at the place where she says she was, where this happened, corroborate that they have no memory of this and they don't think that it happened. And she tried to spew this as a fact today or a couple days ago during the sentencing hearing, and there was absolutely no evidence for that. And this person obviously just hates Drake Bell. She's mad at him because he is famous and he does not love her the way that she was obviously loved. And I get it. To be honest, part of me feels bad for this girl because when you think about it, like imagine being a teenage girl and feeling like this celebrity was giving you more attention and even believing that maybe that he even felt more about you than friends, and then having your whole world crushed and turned upside down once you find out that that's not true. I mean, I feel
well,
bad.
Nikki here is the most recent teenage girl. I mean, I don't know how old you are now, but I think you're a little older than your teenage years. I mean, can you put yourself into this person's position? Apparently, according to this story I've got here from Yahoo Entertainment, she, I guess, found him when she was 12, and then...
And they were conversing via text message? How did they meet?
Apparently.
No, not when they were 12. No, she had a family member that introduced her to him through a mutual friend.
She met him, according to this, the so-called victim here, met Bell in 2014 when she was only 12 through her aunt. She idolized the actor, saying he was a hero and calling herself his biggest fan. They texted each other for years, in which time the teenager now says she was groomed. Their relationship developed online, became sexual in nature when she turned 15. When she was, and then in 2017, she attended his show in Cleveland, where she claimed she was forced to perform a sexual act backstage. That must have been what you're referring to, Turd. The next day, her aunt took her to say goodbye to Bell at a hotel, where she claimed she was forced to perform the sexual act again. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I buy that she was forced to do that. If she was forced the first time, why would she go back the second time?
And yeah, it sounds a little suspicious.
It came out during the sentencing hearing that she, even after this situation where she was apparently forced, quote-unquote, to do this, she even went back to see Drake Bell in concert several more times. Like at the hearing herself, she was like, counting in her head on her fingers, like how many more times after that she saw Drake Bell in concert. I mean, he's being treated totally unfairly. And then ever since then, this is the worst thing. I mean, first of all, imagine just being Drake Bell as a young 18, 19, 20-year-old guy and having all these teenage girls texting you all the time, flirting with you, probably sending you unsolicited, you know, lingerie pictures. I mean, imagine what that must be like for Drake Bell. I mean, he's a human too, and they're being totally unreasonable with this guy.
Thank you, Turd, for the call tonight, man. He is a human, and according to this, he has now taken a plea deal. He's been sentenced to 2 years probation, plus 200 hours of community service.
Really?
He cannot have contact with the victim. And of course, he's some sort of a star. I mean, I've never heard of him personally, but then again, you know, I'm a little
old. Sounds like a favor on the part of the court for him.
Yeah, he got out pretty easy on this one.
No, I mean, a favor that he's not allowed to talk to or have communications with the girl.
What do you mean it's a favor?
She can't message him either, I would assume.
Oh, normally it doesn't work that way.
Really?
Normally it only works against the person who's taking the plea deal.
Well, now he doesn't have to be nice and message back.
Right, but she can text him as much as she wants. She can, you know, show up at his house if she wants to, and there wouldn't be anything to prevent her legally from doing that at this point. And that's, of course, where a lot of guys get in trouble. I mean, not just in relationships like this, but just in any kind of situation where only one person has the restriction in, like, a, you know, standard relationship between just some guy and a lady or whatever, and she gets the restraining order against the guy, then keeps texting the
dude. Yeah, and shows up at their house. I've heard of that happening so many times.
And the guy still, you know, has feelings for her or whatever, and so he's like, all right, I'll, you know, he, and then he talks to her, and then boom, she
next
goes to the
cops.
He's
in jail, yeah.
She goes to the cops in violation of, you know, the protective order, etc. But, you know, we've seen so many stories of, like, teachers that actually have sex with their students and go to actual prison.
Yep. That happened at my high school, actually.
Really?
One of the teachers ended up marrying, actually, two that I can think of. Two of the teachers from my high school ended up marrying students later on, like after they were of age. But there were always rumors that the gym teacher was screwing one of the students. And
that they ended up marrying?
Then later? They got married. So we were like, I guess they weren't rumors. I guess that really happened.
We had a volleyball
but, I mean,
coach and,
if it's consensual and, you know, everybody, you know, why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. I feel the same way as you about that, but it's just interesting comparing the differences, right? Like, in those cases, those aren't stars, so they go to prison when they get caught, most of the time. And then this guy, he's got 200 hours of community service and 2 years probation, and that's all he got. And, in fact, he didn't even take a plea to any sort of sexual assault-related charges, so he doesn't have that hanging over him as far as his conviction.
He's got to file as a sex offender.
That's what it sounds like here. So, you know, whether this girl's telling the truth or not, it's one of those things. You know, how do you really know who's telling the truth? I mean, Bill Cosby just got out of prison. I don't know if you heard about that, but he was released after spending 2 years behind bars on what some people would say was a technicality. There was, like, a promise that was made to him by a prosecutor, and the other prosecutor didn't hold up their end of the bargain, and the court overturned that situation. Did the cause actually molest those dozens of women? Or were they all just piling on because they figured it was a way that they could cash in, get some publicity, and punish this guy who, like this guy, Derek Bell or whatever, Drake Bell, didn't fall in love with his fan?
Yeah, you know? I doubt it.
You doubt what?
That Bill Cosby's innocent.
Okay.
Or, Cosby.
They were just trying to get his pussy pops.
603-283-6160. Did you see the meme where it shows Cosby, but he's all blurry, and it says, if you see this, it's already too late?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
More coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.